Good morning, friends. Well, as we heard in our Bible passage today, the disciples went out in a boat. And when Peter saw Jesus, he wasn't sure that it was really him. And he asked him, "If it's really you, if you are who you say you are, then call out to me and allow me to walk on the water." And so we know how that story ended. Well, how what happened next in this story, that Peter got out in the boat, and because his faith wasn't strong enough, he sunk. When I talked about this with Andrew and Adam, they said, "Well, of course he sunk. He went into the water like this instead of on his back. Why would he float?" So we're going to think about floating and sinking in a little bit different way today. So I've got a couple of pitchers of water here. And I've got a couple of tangerines, one that I've left with the peel on and one that I've taken the peel off. Now, before I get started, because I want to show you a little bit of a variation today, I've got about a quarter cup of salt right here, and I'm going to dump this into this container and just let it hang out for a second. And we'll get back to that in a second. So, in the meantime, think about these two tangerines, one that still has its peel on and the other one doesn't. And I'm going to drop these into this pitcher of water, and I want you to make a prediction. Do you think that both of these will float when I drop them in the water, or will one of them sink? What do you think? All right. Do you have your prediction in your head? Because I'm about to try it now. First, we'll start with the one that still has its peel on. What do you think it's going to do? Float or sink, float or sink, float or sink. Here we go. It's floating. Cool. All right, so I'm going to take that one out and set it in this bowl so I don't get everything wet. And now I'm going to put the tangerine that doesn't have the peel on in there. What do you think this one's going to do? Float or sink? Let's see what happens. It wasn't supposed to do that. It's floating. When I tried it at home, the tangerine sank. So, and what would have happened was the tangerine would have sunk to the bottom. Actually, I'm going to leave it for a second and see what happens. But when I tried it at home, the tangerine sank, and the reason that that would have happened was because the tangerine that has the peel on, the rind actually has a little bit of air in it, and it makes it a little bit more buoyant. And because the tangerine that doesn't have the peel on it would have been more dense, it would have normally sunk to the bottom. So, and it might be because this little tangerine has got some air pocket in the middle of it from where the center of the pith would have gone through. Okay, so let's try something else. I've got my pitcher of water that has the salt in here, and I'm gonna stir it up so that we get this water all nice and salty. A little saltier than the ocean here. Thinking back to when the disciples were in the boat on the sea, and seeing Jesus out there in the windy waves. All right. So, I've got my tangerine with the rind on and tangerine with the rind off. Doggone it, that air pocket in the middle is throwing things off. Okay, so, do you think they're both going to float this time? Let's try and find out. Okay. Still floating, and actually, it's floating, and you might not be able to see it very well on camera, but more of the top of the tangerine is out of the water than when we had it in the plain water. Okay, so let's see what happens with our defective peeled tangerine here. Okay, went down, and you know, interestingly, it inverted in the water. And I wonder why that is. It didn't do that the first time that I dropped it into the plain water. It did it the second time. So think about that for a moment. Why did that happen? And if you're at home and you've got some tangerines, or maybe even try it with grapes or cherries or some other kind of round fruit that you've got at home, try it with plain water and salt water or even some cooking oil if you've got enough of it, and see what happens. And if they don't behave the same way that you saw them behave here, why do you think that is? And make sure you record your findings. I'd love to hear from you about that. All right, friends, the disciples knew after Peter had gone into the water that they could trust Jesus, because even though Peter sank, Jesus saved him, and he put him back in the boat, and they returned safely to the shore. We know that these tangerines are going to float because we saw it happen right here on camera. But Jesus is actually calling us to trust and have faith in some things that we don't see. And when we can do that, when we can put our faith and our trust in Jesus, and we armor up with faith, we know that we can be strong and that Jesus is always going to take care of us, whatever situations we face. Have a great week, guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on Wednesday. Bye-bye.